The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to our show. Nice to say that once again after three fun-packed days of filling in for Peter Boyles. And every once in a while I'd come back from the break and start to say something like, 7:21 on your Saturday morning. It's just an old habit. But we love having you around up early on Saturday for Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, Denver's only live local conservative Saturday morning show. And I am your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism who absolutely refuses to pop his peas on the microphone. That is from years and years of intense study at the Ron Bailey School of Broadcast. We've already got callers on the line. We're going to jump right in, but let me tell you one thing that's kind of special that we're going to do this morning. Bill Barr, William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States of America, gave a remarkable speech at Notre Dame just this week, and not going to play the whole thing. It's, 40, 50 minutes or whatever. But with the help of ace new morning show producer Kevin Ahern behind the glass, we've cut that up into, 8 or 9 little pieces just to give you some tease about this speech in the hope that you will go to my social media on Twitter, where I'm going to retweet a link this morning to the speech, or on Facebook, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, or my personal page, Randy Corcoran, where you will find a link to this speech as well. You will be moved by it, you will be impressed by it, and you will be so very grateful that this man is the Attorney General working for this president who has put such an emphasis, such a focus on religious liberty. Never been more important in American history. A country that was founded on that very ideal, wars that were waged, battles that were fought, people that crossed oceans in rickety old ships in order to pursue their own religious freedom. Never, ever, ever have we been under more assault here in the United States of America. Not to force people to be involved in religion, to believe in God, to have a certain faith or a certain idea or a certain set of behaviors and patterns focused around some particular version of the gospel, but the opportunity to exercise your religion as you see fit or not. And the fact that the government should never be involved in the establishment of one, the elevation of one religion over another. And boy, I'll tell you what, Attorney General Barr just hit it out of the park. But how can you say no to a caller who is already on the line, waiting to go before the show even starts? It must be something very, very important from our old friend Chuck from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Chuck, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran.
Morning, Randy. You know what I'm fascinated by is if you ever watch what's trending, people are talking about, you see those matrixes, right? And this comment that Hillary Clinton made about Tulsi Gabbard, I noticed that's been sticking around like at number two, because even like impeachment hasn't been like on there for a while. That's something that Republicans live in fear of, and they think it's the biggest thing going out there, but it's not. Now, what I find fascinating is here's a party that talks about the diversity and how we're bigots and, racist and so forth. But isn't it interesting that they've got, as the top three those who are like about 70 and older and white. You get the guy that comes along who's different, who you think would have a shot if they really pushed it. They're instead of pushing them, they're pushing them out. But it's a very interesting comment by Hillary Clinton because
Tell people what the comment is, Chuck, because a lot of people, may not be dialed in. Maybe they didn't see. I mean, so many different news. Of course, Fox was all over this last night, and I only saw snippets. But tell folks what you're talking about.
That's true. If you substituted the name Donald Trump, when Hillary Clinton talks about Tulsi Gabbard being a Russian agent, then she's out there for them to make her a third-party candidate because she says that's the only way that that Trump can win.
And she also said that the Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, is also supported by Russian bots and Russian influence, and this was yet another in the 368 excuses that Hillary Clinton has come up with for why she did not win the presidency.
Right. So I think the thing that ties it all together is the comeback by Tulsi Gabbard when she says about you're the essence of the establishment. I can't remember exactly. You're the essence of the establishment. And we always thought it was or wondered who all these comments were coming from, in criticism of her. They said apparently it's been coming from you. You're the one that's been behind it. And then she taunts her to get into the race directly. That's the part I love.
It's the best. It is really absolutely brilliant. Tulsi Gabbard referred to Hillary Clinton as the queen of warmongers, the embodiment of corruption. It just went on and on. What could Hillary Clinton possibly be thinking, Chuck?
I'll tell you what. I'd love to see her out there. I would love to see her in the race. I think at one point Democrats wanted her to go away, but I think it's kind of supported by their media because they kind of jumped on it and kind of pushed it. So that has me kind of confused because, like I said, about a year ago they wanted her to go away, but I don't know. I think they see, what a poor job. Well, how can I say? Such a poor pool of people that they have to pull from. Well, when you don't have any ideas, but just you're racist and so forth. I mean, what else can you run on?
It is simply remarkable. What you're talking about is an interview, a podcast interview that Hillary Clinton did on Thursday with David Plouffe. I think that's how you pronounce it, Plouffe. He certainly looks Plouffy, whatever that means. This was a guy, he was a campaign manager for Barack Obama in the first presidential campaign, and he wrote an excellent book that I really recommend to anybody who is considering running a campaign at any level of politics. It's called The Audacity to Win, How Obama Won and How We Can Beat the Party of Limbaugh, et cetera, et cetera. And he was speculating, or not even speculating, he was concluding that one of the reasons that Trump was able to win was because of the third-party vote. And he believes that Trump is going to try and drive other people not to vote just for him, but to vote for somebody else so that it tears down the possible vote for whoever the Democrat candidate turns out to be. How ridiculous is that? David Plouffe was masterful. They're the ones who utilized energy and smartphones and got people, texting in dollar donations and locking down their email address, and once they got a dollar, they'd come back for five, and after they got five, as momentum started to gain, they'd come back for 10, and they created this massive database that was just spectacular, especially overwhelming against good old John McCain. But this speculation that Donald Trump has any interest in driving third-party candidates is so stupid. Look what happens at his rallies, Chuck. That it is an absolute love affair. People, it's like rock stars. And it's not starry-eyed kids, who are just gaga over this president because he's such a great singer or a great dancer or so beautiful to look at. It's because people are inspired to come and be around somebody who loves America and the idea of America. And we haven't had a president like that who articulates it like that since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, people want to hear like where you want to go, not where you want to stay away from. Because that's all the Democrats have to offer is how bad we are. And Trump in turn will tell everyone like how good everything is and how good you are. And like, yeah, you're doing good, but we can do like even better. People are just attracted to that. And surely they have to be feeling it financially. Let's say if your 401k is up, you've gotten pay raises and your job's feeling pretty secure. Do you really want to give that up to Medicare for all for all illegals come across the border and everything else?
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Just one more quick point.
Hey man, when you call this early, you can have all the time you want. It's awesome.
Okay. When anybody who hasn't watched Tucker Carlson Friday night really needs to. He was talking like about Syria, and he was showing some footage like of fighting. And he says, if you think that was footage from Syria, he says you're wrong. He says that's what's going on down in Mexico.
Oh man!
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's a segment you got to see because you're showing like what's going on down there. There's some real serious fighting with the cartels going on down there.
Oh, it's incredible! I mean, the police were outgunned when they were trying to. They found El Chapo's son, and they tried to take him into custody, and they ultimately called off the chase because the cartels were wiping out the police force.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's like bringing a water pistol to what they have to serve up. But, yeah, anybody that hasn't seen that, and there's Mitt Romney out there saying like about how the border in Syria needs to be secured and everything. He says, wait a minute. What about ours on the southern border?
No kidding. Mitt Romney, man, but, what a wastoid.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Here's a guy when he had a chance. I like people who've lost and tell you how to do it. You know, like somebody's lost like in the stock market. Now they're telling you how to make money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. So, you know, I met Mitt Romney, shook his hand. It started to rain. We were at an outside fundraiser in Cherry Hills or somewhere close by there. And I just, you know, people were lining up and just saying hello and all that. But I, just as I was coming up, it started to rain and everybody scattered. And Romney just happened to walk over under a big overhang. And I walked over with him and wound up spending 5 or 6 minutes talking to him. And, you know, he was quiet and kind of gentle and seemed really smart. And he handed me a copy of his book so I could understand more how he would govern, because I was skeptical.
Right.
And I walked away liking him. But I'll tell you what, man, after not getting the Secretary of State job, after being really unable to put up a fight against Barack Hussein Obama, especially when Candy Crowley took him out in that presidential debate with a question he simply could not answer, I am done with people like him. We have a president who is fighting to restore American values and doesn't give a GD doesn't care one little bit about what the deep state thinks or what folks on, inside the old war establishment think. He's not going to make every decision right, but man, his heart is in the right place. And I am sick to death of taking, trying to mull over every decision and hem and haw and cry and worry and, oh my God, what has he done now? Look at the trajectory and the record of success thus far in spite of every bit of battle. Every media outlet except for Fox, perhaps, and a lot of people on Fox, every newspaper almost, except maybe for the Epoch Times. I mean, this guy is one of a kind and couldn't be in a better place at a better time for the United States. We got full lines, Chuck, so I should probably jump.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very, very much. And let's go to, we got the out-of-town callers today. Dr. Marty, only a couple minutes before the break. Dr. Marty, what's your time like this morning? Because we can push our break a little bit.
Okay, I have time this morning. I didn't have time yesterday. I had a packed
all right.
schedule.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Could I put you back on hold? I'll take one last local call. We'll take our break, and then you and I can do a segment on the other side.
Okay, great.
Hey, you want us to call you back, or you want to just call in 5 minutes?
No, I'll hold on.
All right, thank you. Yeah, go ahead and hold. All right, John, you've been holding as well, and so wanted to get you done before the break. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Randy. A couple of weeks ago, I sent a letter to Senator Gardner asking him to step up and declare an objection to the manner in which Pelosi and Schiff are conducting the so-called impeachment process, and just to demand that Schiff be removed from leadership of the program, and to insist that the process be have some due process for the president. And that letter was sent just 2 days before the Cipollini letter went to the House committees, asserting the White House's position that the whole thing was a fraudulent process. I am sick and tired of the Republicans being so absolutely silent every time the Democrats distort the facts. But the minute that something happens that Trump allegedly does wrong, they jump, and as Gardner did again this week, criticize the president at every opportunity. I just think that we all need to demand that Gardner step up and defend the president. Show us something. I sent you a copy of it, is my point.
Oh, good. Did you emailed it to me?
Yes, I did.
All right,
I was hoping that we would all just start making a unified insistence with Gardner that he step up and defend the president, or at least attack the Democrats in today's battle.
Well, and you know what? That letter that was sent calling for a censure of Adam Schiff, that was joined by something like 176 Republicans in the House of Representatives.
Right.
You know whose name is missing from signature line on that letter so far?
Buck.
Ken Buck. I'm going to text him. In fact, I was going to do it before the show in case he's on D.C. time, and just see if he has anything to say about that, because I've had several people during the night who said, wait a minute, this letter's out, and where is one of our favorite congressmen? So we'll check into that as well. But you couldn't be more right, John. Republicans are so quick to jump on this president. They don't like him. They don't want their comfy, cozy little deep state swamp upset the vast majority of them. And it's our jobs. The only thing we can do is to put pressure on the people we have some level of influence over, hopefully like Cory Gardner. If he wants to win re-election, he better listen. And maybe Ken Buck as well in this particular case. So I will take a look at that letter, John, and thank you very much for the call this morning.
Looking forward to Barr this morning. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you so very much. Okay, let's get to our break now. So grateful that Dr. Marty called in. We actually had him as a guest on the Peter Boyle Show earlier in this week. He is one of the most articulate and insightful Donald Trump supporters from early on, political analysts, former talk radio hosts. I used to hear him as a regular call-in who'd stay for a long time on the Bill Bennett Show when Bill Bennett had his radio show and was playing here on 710 KNUS. We've become friends. He came down on the opposite side of the president's pullout, or I guess we should say relocation of 25 to 50 troops on the northern border between Syria and Turkey. And so we had some spirited conversation about that on the Peter Boyle Show. Now we have this temporary pause or ceasefire, and I'm so grateful that Dr. Marty has called in. We'll take our break. We'll play a couple of short clips from the Barr speech to tease that up for you, and then Dr. Marty and I will jump in. We'll see what he's got to say. So that's a great start for the show. Love coming out of the gate with full lines. Let's keep it hot. Kevin's busy back there, but he's got time for your call at 303-696-1971. Off and running on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
We are off and running on a chilly Saturday morning. We are in the high 30s right now. Should see a high today of 65. Only 58 tomorrow. We could drop as low as 42 degrees for the high on Thursday with some overnight lows in the 20s. So if you have not attended to your sprinkler and you made it through the quick cold freeze we had last week, don't mess around because it's coming. Remember what it's usually like around here on Halloween. And, man, that's only 12 days away. So we've got Dr. Marty on the line. I want to just take a minute to tease up William Barr's speech. We've got plenty of time today. Our only scheduled guest is the former Deputy Attorney General, Suzanne Steyert, who filed a Colorado Open Records request with the Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder because, as you heard, if you've heard Jimmy Sangenberger talking about this issue, the driver's license window clerk turned clerk and recorder in the Democrat blue wave. There are already some shenanigans, some apparent shenanigans underway, and former Deputy Attorney General Steyert is on it. So she will join us at 8 o'clock, gives us lots of time for the Barr speech. And you know what? I don't want to keep Dr. Marty holding. So just stick around for the Barr speech. Let's see what Dr. Marty has to say. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I was hoping Bill Barr would say something about our state or on religion, climate change.
Have you listened to the speech or read it?
I've heard some of it, and I want to hear something about climate change theology.
Yeah.
And
his speech was a little more serious than that, I got to say.
I know. But listen, Hillary, usually I would post her video with a caption like, speaking as a physician, we have medication for this. But there's a Pew study, I'm pretty sure it's Pew, that showed that 46% of the people actually believe that Russia changed votes to have Trump win. After, you know, years of this propaganda, there are people out there that really believe it, and I don't think they want to let it go. I don't think she's out of her mind. I think she's deliberately invoking something that a lot of people out there believe. There's also...
Well, let me stop you there just real quick. The reason I react to her as nuts is just right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You know, you have to humiliate, marginalize, attack, divide. Of course this is a strategy. They don't want to admit that this Russian influence on the election involved, what, $100,000 worth of Facebook ads or something like that? It was so...
Right.
No, even Barack Hussein Obama said that there was no, and that there is no way that there could be a significant impact on our elections from an outside source like that. So,
He said that when he thought Hillary would win.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But listen, there's actually a Politico article where Hillary claims that 200 Twitter accounts, including mine, are Russian bots. And we've actually formed a group of these 200 people. I mean, these are all real people like me who support Trump and oppose the Democrats. But
are you calling in to make a confession this morning on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran?
Yeah, right. No, but I think Twitter is actually using that list to shadow ban people. She actually in the article she asked Twitter to take down those accounts, including mine. They're named in the article. There's 200 accounts.
No kidding.
Can you send me a link to that?
I'll
send it to you. Now, on Turkey, you know, we spoke on Wednesday, and on that very day when Mike Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo went to Ankara, they negotiated the ceasefire. And the ceasefire gives Kurds... I think it's 120 hours, 5 days.
5 days.
To relocate, et cetera. But in the end, to establish this 20-mile safe zone where they used to be on the border. But in the end of this, the Turkey has unilateral control of that 20-mile safe zone. So they're extending their territory 20 miles into Syria, and the agreement gives them control, which the you know, the Syrians and the Russians and Iran are not going to agree with, and I'm sure there's going to be some fighting there as soon as this ends. But I think President Trump, let me say this. I hate
to and let me reset just for people who are just joining us. You were on Wednesday because as a very strong and principled and consistent conservative who's been a supporter of Donald Trump's for a long time, who sees the big picture. You know, back in the early days when I would fret over every new incongruity, oh my gosh, I've never seen that before. Oh my gosh, there's another mistake. Oh my gosh, is this one going to take him down? You've been a very consistent voice and been seeing the bigger picture for quite a while. And you were opposed to Donald Trump's decision in Syria in relocating those 25 to 50 special forces ops guys and kind of moving that tripwire that they had along the northern border there. So we had you on Wednesday to discuss it, since I ultimately concluded that I supported the move. And so now that we've got the temporary 5-day ceasefire, you're calling back in to comment on that. I just wanted to get people up to speed. So go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for that, Randy. Yeah, and I want to say this. My criticism of President Trump is respectful. He's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. I completely support him. This doesn't change anything about my support for him. So I hate to sound like some of these Democrats who are the broken clock that's right twice a day. And if they couldn't find anything, they just make it up to try to attack him and destroy him.
And that includes some of the Republicrats, too, like Mitt Romney.
Yeah, it includes a lot of the Republicans.
Yeah.
And I always cringe when he talks about Republicans in the rally defending them, when we know that except for a handful of people, they are really only too happy to try to get rid of him. But he never really speaks about that publicly. I'm sure he knows it. I think President Trump did the best he could do to salvage the situation. You know, for people immersed in this like I am, it was a phone call. There's a Fox News story that says that the president went off script and he didn't. He was supposed to insist that Erdogan did not invade Syria, not to come across the border. There's a Fox News story by Catherine Herridge that says that he went off script. There was a statement following the phone call that said that we were going to withdraw because we had done everything we wanted to do as far as ISIS. And there was no mention of the Kurds. And that's when the firestorm began for people who felt that leaving the Kurds that way was betraying our allies. And that's when everything exploded. And I think the president obviously realized this was not going to be a good thing. And he did the best he possibly could do by negotiating this ceasefire, which gives the Kurds time to reposition, relocate, realign. So I think that's a good thing, and I think most people aren't immersed the way we are, and in the end, this is going to be a great political tool for him against the opposition, who's going to criticize him. They're going to continue to criticize him for this, just like Romney did on the floor, you know, and you mentioned, you know, this guy who lost the debate to Candy Crowley. You know, is out there.
Have you seen the president's pinned tweet this morning?
No, I didn't.
It's that minute-long video of Romney, slick, slippery, stealthy. Mitt Romney shows him when he was crying a little bit when he was with his son, and he said, "I can't believe I'm going to lose." Covert operator. Then it jumps to what's the guy on CNN with the white hair?
Wolf Blitzer
saying Donald Trump is going to win the presidency projection. Oh, no, it was Wolf Blitzer saying Barack Obama will beat defeat Mitt Romney. I mean, Donald Trump does not mess around with these people, not one bit.
No, no, and that's why we like him, and that's why we elected him. And this is exactly what this looks like. You know, people, this is what going against the swamp looks like. And you're going to have these fights constantly. And some, you're going to feel like maybe you lost some, you won some. On this impeachment, I'm not convinced that the Senate won't remove him. You know, every report I hear is, well, this is dead on arrival in the Senate. I do not trust Mitch McConnell. And there are many people there who want him out because they're engaged in these same kind of Biden corrupt deals. They're in bed with their big donors who want him out, who are open borders people. And it wouldn't, and if it ever gets that far, because Mitch McConnell does not have to have a trial, but he's already said he has to. So that's the first bad sign.
Yeah, it's a good point. He said he'd keep it to 6 days and be done before Thanksgiving, right?
Right, but that is not going to happen.
No.
First of all, him saying that tells the Democrats don't have the vote because they don't want to send it there for that. They want to use this, it appears, as a campaign. That's their campaign. So I think they want to prolong this as much as possible. This is great. They have secret hearings where the actual transcript exonerates President Trump, but Schiff issues these damaging sound bites, refuses to release the transcript. The media, who are the Democrats, report it endlessly. And there's nothing better for a campaign. This is much better than free health care for illegals. We're going to come take your guns. We're going to raise your taxes. We're going to take away your health care. You can't talk about that. I think they got the memo that that's a big loser. This is a big winner for them, they think.
Well, we saw it in the debate. I mean, that's what they started with and focused on for, what, the first, 30 minutes or more of that of the last Democrat debate. And yet, the reaction on the other side, this record number of individual small donors in the Trump campaign, massive amounts of money being raised. I still feel like the boomerang is coming, and the piece that we haven't seen yet, Dr. Mahdi, and then we've got to take our break. Happy to keep you over if you want. But the piece that we have not seen yet, but I think it's coming, and some of it's coming soon, is what's been going on with Attorney General Barr and Huber and the IG report that we all are finally convinced we're going to see before the end of this month. When some of that truth begins to come out, this whole idea of impeachment is going to be easier to expose for the witch hunt and the fear, the pure terror from the deep state that it is. And so that's kind of what I'm counting on. I also think that the president has been timing the and I shouldn't say it like he's totally in control of it, but people understand that this stuff has to be really effective. If the boomerang is in fact real and it's coming back around, it has to be timed as we get closer to the election.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right, because I'm expecting a big blackout of this. I'm expecting them to say that Trump is retaliating for the impeachment. Yeah. That's what they're going to tell the useful idiots. And they're going to do everything they can to diminish this. Unless there's pre-dawn raids with cameras there and indictments and prosecutions, I'm expecting them to bury this big time. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm not sure that it's going to be what we would like it to be.
Well, we've certainly been disappointed a lot in the past. And Dr. Mahdi, thanks so much for calling back in this morning. I really do appreciate
it. Okay.
God
thanks,
bless
Randy,
you. Have a great weekend. You bet.
You too. Thank you.
All right. So we've got some open lines now, 303-696-1971. We will definitely hit some Attorney General William Barr tape when we return here on 710 KNUS.
Countdown to 2020, the war for America's soul. Get tickets and complete details at 710KNUS.com.
Yeah, can't believe that's coming up now, just a week from Tuesday, and it should be terrific. The wildlife experience location there, now it's called CU South Denver, but it's a great facility, and Michelle Malkin, Dennis Prager, what's better than that pair? Presented by the new movie No Safe Spaces with Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla in theaters November 1st, and our friends at Alpha One Tax and Wealth, where planning, service, and precise execution come together. That's online at alphaonetax.com, alphaonetax.com. Are we allowed to give away tickets on Saturday mornings? We did that on Peter Boyle's. Kevin, do you know? Are we supposed to be giving away tickets? Nobody told us, huh? All right. Well, don't call yet. But at 10 minutes to go until 7 o'clock, phone lines are open now, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. And I've been getting a couple of text messages about, what are you talking about with Hillary Clinton? She came out literally and said that Tulsi Gabbard is a third party, is likely being groomed to be a third party candidate in conjunction with the Russians and the Donald Trump campaign to take, wrestle votes away from the Democrat candidate. And she used that as an excuse for her loss too, claiming that Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate in 2016, was also propped up by the Russian bots. And Dr. Marty speculated that this is just part of, you know, whipping up the frenzy among especially Democrats and the left and Never Trumpers to claim that Russia actually had some significant or some even slightly impactful movement in our election in 2016 and will do so again in 2020. The idea that they would prefer Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton, who brought over the pretty little red reset button, versus Donald Trump, who's strong on sanctions and has shown his America First mentality since day one, is pretty much laughable. All right, well, we've got some quiet time here. Let's kick into this William Barr speech. He was at Notre Dame. It was a speech his concern about and this administration's focus on preserving religious liberty in the United States of America. And he opened up as all good speech writers and speech makers do with a family funny story.
Meg incidentally recovered. And
I guess I should kind of preset this too. He had talked about his daughter and friends who have gone to Notre Dame and stayed with the family and became friends, how proud he would be for all of these different grandchildren that he's got, six, I think, maybe another one on the way, something like that, if they all went to Notre Dame. And now he's leading into a brief conversation about something unique around his daughter Meg's wedding, who had been very, very sick and then finally recovered.
And got married recently. She got married on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And the day before, I got a call from the president, who was walking out to the helicopters, and he said, "Bill, I know we talked about putting the announcement off until after your daughter's wedding, but I'd sort of like to do it today if it's okay with you, but it's totally up to you." And I said, "Well, Mr. President, we talked about it, and whatever suits you, you know, we'll adjust to. That'll be fine." And I said, "Okay, well, I'll do it now while I'm walking out to the helicopters."
Isn't that typical? Impulsive at times, President Donald J. Trump. But how nice to hear somebody talking about his mode and method of operation in a respectful, a loving, a kind, a supportive, a positive way. Attorney General Barr continues.
So I turned on I was, you know, lounging around in my study at home, and I turned on the television, and it was sort of the first of a number of out-of-body experiences I've had since then, because he walks over and he goes, "I'm selecting Bill Barr to be Attorney General of the United States." And that was the day before, that was Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, and the next day was my daughter's wedding, and she said to me, "Pop, you're the only guy I know who would upstage his daughter at his own, at her wedding." But when I gave the toast, I said, "You know, Meg, it's okay, because just as the Barr name is going to be dragged through the mud, you're changing your name to McGaughy."
Barr has been kind of this unknown figure to people like me who have just kind of watched him quietly going about his business. His strength has seemed pretty impervious to the outside influence of media or the deep state, which is why I continue to stay optimistic that something good is about to happen. When we come back on the other side, we'll jump into the meat and the substance of this very powerful and highly recommended to you speech from Attorney General William Barr to a group of folks at Notre Dame earlier this week. So, first hour under our belts. Don't forget, we'll be joined by Suzanne Steyert, the former Deputy Attorney General. She submitted a Colorado Open Records request to the Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder's Office about some shenanigans surrounding early announcements of early release of ballots. We'll let her tell the story. Jimmy Sengenberger's been all over it here at 710 KNUS. And we'll spend a whole lot of time with you on the phones at 303-696-1971. Second hour of Wake Up with Randy Corporan ahead on 710 KNUS.